This unit will address the terminology and concepts related to public health. Unless otherwise indicated, the materials presented in this lecture were adapted from online information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This unit will discuss the various terms used to define public health, identify the distinguishing features of public health, discuss the various terms used to define health, identify the categories and factors that influence health, and identify the terms commonly used as measures of health status. Let's look at the definition of public health. There are various definitions provided that range from being general to very specific. Here are a couple of the general ones. An area of healthcare dealing with the health of populations in geographic areas such as states and countries, or a wide array of activities directed at promoting the health of populations. Notice that health and promoting are highlighted here. You will see that this is a common theme regarding public health. The Institute of Medicine defines public health as the science and art of preventing disease, prolonging life, and promoting health and efficiency through organized community effort for sanitation of the environment, the control of communicable diseases, the education of the individual in personal hygiene. Notice that preventing disease, promoting health, and control of communicable diseases are highlighted. Let's look at these terms more in depth. Health is the general condition of the body or mind, especially in terms of the presence or absence of illnesses, injuries, or impairments. Prevention is an action that is taken to prevent the occurrence of an event or to minimize its effects after it occurred. Health promotion is a strategy that seeks to eliminate or reduce exposures to harmful factors by modifying human behaviors. You see examples of health promotion almost daily. Look at the number of ads or flyers that promote hand washing as a way of preventing or minimizing the spread of diseases and germs. A communicable disease is an infectious disease that can be transmitted from one individual to another, either directly by contact or indirectly, for example, through contaminated food or water. Control of disease is the reduction of disease incidence, prevalence, morbidity, or mortality to a locally acceptable level, and as a result of deliberate efforts, continued intervention measures are required to maintain the reduction. We'll discuss the meaning of incidence, prevalence, morbidity, and mortality a little later in this unit. Generally speaking, public health is focused on the preventive rather than the curative aspects of health or disease. It is concerned with population level rather than individual level health issues. Public health services can be divided into three major categories. These are assessment, policy development, and assurance. These three categories have been defined at health.gov as follows. Assessment covers activities involved in monitoring health and diagnosing or investigating health problems and health hazards. Another word that might be used for monitoring health is surveillance. Public health policy development includes policies and plans that support individual and community health efforts, that educate about health issues, and that mobilize community resources. Assurance is linking people to needed personal health services through community partnerships to inform, educate, and empower people about health issues. Earlier, we indicated that public health is more concerned with population health or community health rather than individual health issues. The reason is because individual health is closely linked to community health, that is, the health of the community in which individuals live, work, and play. Likewise, community health is profoundly affected by the collective beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors of everyone who lives in the community. Most definitions consider health as an outcome, the result of actions to produce it, such as good nutrition, immunization to prevent disease, or medical treatment to cure disease. Many factors can affect a person's health. There are the things they are born with, such as heredity, race, ethnicity, or gender. There are also things that are a result of their experience, such as income and education. Finally, health is affected by the environment, including geography, exposure to violent crime, exposure to environmental agents, exposure to infectious diseases, and access to and availability of health care. Public health examines the distribution and rates of diseases and injuries in the population. Some of the terms associated with this are incidence and prevalence. The term incidence refers to the number of new cases that develop of a particular disease or injury. The website on the screen has some examples to explain these concepts. One of the examples includes data that a public health researcher might report. The data were that men in a given community, age 65 and older, have a 2% incidence of heart disease. Another public health term, prevalence, is the proportion of people in the population who have the disease at a specific point in time. Another example from the CDC is that the prevalence of high blood pressure found during screening at a health fair on a specific day might be 22%. Morbidity is the relative incidence of a particular disease. For example, on the CDC website, they showed that during 2009, a total number of 720 human cases of the West Nile virus disease were reported from 262 counties in 38 states and D.C. Mortality is the number of deaths that occur at a specific time, in a specific group, or from a specific cause. Again, the data on the CDC website showed that in 2007, a total of 2,423,712 resident deaths were registered in the United States. 803.6 deaths per 100,000 population, which was 0.8% less than the 2006 rate. The death rate for men was 40.8% greater than that for women. The three leading causes of death in 2007 were heart disease, malignant cancers, and cerebrovascular diseases such as stroke. The birth rate is the number of live births per 1,000 women. There were more than 4 million live births, that is 4,089,950, in the United States in 2003, which basically did not change from 2002. This number translated to a birth rate of 14.1 births per 1,000 women, among the lowest rates recorded for the United States and comparable to the U.S. birth rate in 1999. The ages between 15 and 44 years of age are generally considered a woman's prime childbearing years. The fertility rate is the number of live births per 1,000 women between these ages. As an example, in 2003, the fertility rate for American women was 66.1 births per 1,000 women, which is a slight increase from 2002. Infant mortality refers to the number of live-born infants who die before their first birthday per 1,000 live births. Since 1940, the infant mortality rate in the United States has declined by approximately 85%, from about 47 deaths per 1,000 live births in 1940 to less than 7 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2003. Life expectancy is the number of additional years of life expected at a specific point in time, such as at birth or at age 45. In 2007, life expectancy at birth was 77.9 years. In summary, it is through public health monitoring, data collection and analysis, disease prevention, and the promotion of good health practices that we are able to determine the health of the nation.